With a childhood love for animation, David Hardy was rarely seen without a pen and pad drawing when he was growing up. Specialising in character design, portraits and caricature, David's talent and his determination saw him get a foot in the door at Walt Disney's animation studios. During his 8 years with the company, David worked on 12 animated feature films. After a spell as cleanup animation director in the Philippines, David decided it was time to come home and to try his hand at children's books. Alfie's Search for Destiny is the first offering from David Hardy, the author. This charming publication follows the main character's journey of discovery. And in this segment, David speaks to Away's Rico Adrin about his time spent in his dream job, coming home, and the transition to becoming a children's book author.
Okay, my name's David Hardy. I'm an author-illustrator coming from the Bukinji people in northwest New South Wales. And I'm a former Walt Disney animator.
Dave, what was your favourite story or fairy tale when growing up?
You know, well, I just enjoy watching cartoons, to be honest, when I was growing up.
Yep.
I wasn't reading a whole lot as much as I should have. I always had a passion for, like, in the animation side of things, like Walt Disney and Warner Brothers, and that's why I had, like, the passion in me, and that's why I applied for Disney.
Alfie's Search for Destiny, what is it about rhyme in story when it comes to children's books? And was Alfie's story always going to be told in that fashion?
Yeah, it's a really good way to, teach kids learning skills when they're just starting to read, like having rhymes that they'll know what the next line is going to end with.
Mm-hmm.
It just helps them with their reading skills. Ever since I wrote my first draft for Alfie, I did write it in that fashion for that purpose.
How did the launch go?
It was really good. A lot of kids were there. They were all dressed in red. The main character of Alfie's Search for Destiny is wearing the red loincloth and the red headband, so
yep.
Just wanted to follow that theme. And, they were really responsive, and it was a great day.
How many books have you written to date?
This is my first, and I have written the second one, which is also another Alfie story. The first book, Alfie's Search for Destiny, is mainly the importance of family, and the second one is called Alfie's Big Wish, where Alfie's a bit smaller than and a bit younger than all the other kids and doesn't really fit in. And so he just wishes for a friend the same age as him, someone who he can relate to. And, I won't tell you much more. I won't give too much away.
I like that on your social media page you asked your followers to guess as to how and where you came up with the idea for Alfie's Search for Destiny.
Yeah, I wrote my first draft was actually in a pub having dinner with my family, and I wrote it on the back of beer coasters. I just had the idea in my head and I just had to get it out. Otherwise, you know, your mind wanders and you start losing ideas and stuff. So, yeah, it's not the perfect place to write a children's book, but, you know, you just got to do it.
I think some of the guesses were like on a forklift at Bunnings and...
Yeah. I was a forklift driver, at Bunnings, Rockdale, just for a little while, you know, after my stint at Disney, just to pay the bills, basically, so, yeah. So it was quite funny, that comment.
So, first book is about Alfie. The second one is a continuation of Alfie. Touch on Alfie, where he came from.
Alfie is one of my cousins from Wilcannia. I just remember going out to, we used to do like annual trips to Brewarrina once my mother got reunited with her family.
Yep.
And we'd go out there, learn about the culture, attend the Festival of the Fisheries where we learn about, obviously about the culture and how they used to trap fish and hunt for fish for food. And
yep.
So the name Alfie, is just one of my cousins, and it's not like your everyday name stands out, so I just thought I'd just go with that. And he's a funny little kid, and the actual model, the illustration character design of Alfie is mainly based on my son. And that's the reason why I wrote the book as well, because it's about family and he means the world to me. So yeah, he inspired me to write the book.
You talked about the character design there, and could you touch on your affinity with character design and portraits and caricatures?
Yeah, caricatures, yeah. Yep. Like, if you look at the character design of Alfie, it does have a Disney-esque kind of design to it. It's just working at Disney for so long, you pick up new skills and it's just in you, like it's hard to get out. So, yeah, drawing Disney characters all the time, it does influence the way you draw. But apart from that, the portraits and the caricatures, I mainly love doing caricatures because you can, you know, pick out faults, not really faults, but, you know, make things look funny but kind of realistic as well, and you just have a lot more fun with it.
How did it come about? How long have you been drawing for?
As long as I can remember. I used to get in trouble with my mum. I was so proud one day that I was about 3 years old and I was colouring in my wallpaper, and I was so proud that I didn't go outside the lines, and mum wasn't too pleased with that. But I've always, everywhere I went, if I went on holidays, even to the zoo, I'd always have a pencil and a drawing pad with me. It's just been the biggest passion for me.
And to work with Disney, what year did you join Disney, and what were some of the projects that they were working on at the time?
I started at Disney in the year 2000, February 1st, which was my birthday, so it was a nice birthday present to walk into Disney. And yeah, I've worked on 12 feature films, some of those being Peter Pan, Return to Neverland, Lilo and Stitch 2, Tarzan 2, and I was fortunate enough, even in the year 2005, I got asked to travel across to Philippines in Manila and work on 2 feature films over there as a supervisor and as a clean-up animation director. So it's pretty much the final look of the characters.
Yep.
Just to make sure that, you know, everything's on point and on model and everything's consistent. So that was a big buzz for me to travel overseas. That was the highlight of my career, and that's where I also met my wife. She was one of the artists working with me over there. So, yeah.
You know what? You're very lucky if in this lifetime you are able to work in your dream job at one particular point.
Oh, yeah. I believe that, you know, if you do something that you love so much, it's not really work. So it's just going to do your hobby every day. So I was very fortunate.
What sort of runs on the board did you have? How did you convince them?
It was a long, long process. They're very selective. I think they take on trainees every 6 months.
Yeah.
They'd probably get maybe 10,000 applicants and only accept 6. We didn't really have emails back then, so
yep.
I would just send hard copies of my portfolio and resume. Then they'd say, okay, you've made it through the next step. Now, can you draw, say, Mickey and Goofy doing this?
Yep.
And then send it back. And it took about 10 months to finally get the yes and the okay. And during the 6-month traineeship, you've got to be, by the end of it, be able to produce quality and quantity, because, you know, they need to get scenes out quite quickly.
Yeah. Say for the last decade, what has been the climate like for traditional animator illustrators, you know, amidst the bombardment of CGI entertainment?
I did try the CG animation. It just, for me personally, it just seemed to take the fun out of it. You're not creating it yourself. It's just like moving a puppet around.
Yep.
I'm not saying that the CG animators out there aren't talented. It does take talent. Just for me, it was, you know, like you'd be clicking the mouse around and it's like, just give me a pencil, please. You know, I found it frustrating. But if I stuck with it, it probably would come around and become more enjoyable. But it just doesn't come from the heart. Like when you're drawing, it's really you. It's your creation, so, yeah, that's my point of view anyway.
I guess you could liken it to a handwritten letter. You know, nothing beats a handwritten letter, eh? It's come from the pen.
Yeah, exactly. And even when I was working on my book, like, I'd be working, like, drawing it up on the paper. I'd scan it into the computer. So I am using the computer with my illustrations. It's not the same seeing it on the screen until you actually hold your own book. Like, when I got my book, I was just like, wow. Like, I'd been looking at it for like a year on the screen, but actually holding it,
Is there any chance of pitching Alfie as a series, perhaps? Feature film?
It Like, I had thought about it. I didn't know that they had animated ebooks, and I had this great idea. Like I woke up in the middle of the night, and I woke my wife up and said, I got this amazing idea, like, to actually do ebook and have like Alfie animated. And she said, mate, just go back to sleep. Like, it's already been done. And I was like, oh, it's just like, this, I thought I was going to make it, you know, like something new. And she goes, no, it's been done. It's like, oh. As far as doing a TV series, it is in my mind. I would love to do it. It's very expensive to, you know, start working out like finances to create films and cartoons. But yeah, it is in the pipeline. It is in my mind. So yeah.
Tell us about working with Mugabala Books.
They've been fantastic. They're really there for you non-stop. Like, if you've got a problem with something or something you're not sure about, they're always there just to pick up the phone and have a chat. Yeah, Margaret Wiskin has been fantastic. She's the one who accepted my manuscript. Marketing people like Nick Murray and Lisa Burton have been way beyond what I expected. They're just fantastic.
From the original idea to the book being launched, how much work, preparation, has gone into Alfie's Search for Destiny?
From my first manuscript to what it is today, with the help from Mugabala, like, it's just really come to life. I wasn't sure of their ideas. Like, they had, you know, designers who lay out the book. Some pages were double pages, and they've just created something far better than what I expected. The whole time working on the book has taken me about 2 years. I went through all different character designs for Alfie, just trying different styles, and I thought the end product is one that, you know, kids will love to look at and really appreciate.
Coming from that Hollywood background to now, touch on the advantages and disadvantages of books as opposed to film.
Books, I think... like, especially, like, just for children's books, education these days is, like, far most important thing for kids growing up, and reading skills, you know, you need them no matter what. So, yeah, rather than just being glued to a TV, I think holding a book, turning the pages, it's so beneficial for kids.
So, David Hardy, the author, this is the future for you?
Who knows? Yeah, like, I from being an animator, and I just like challenging myself, so that's why I decided to write the book. Who knows what's next for me, but it will be something in the creative field.
What's the proudest aspect for you with regards to this, your first book?
You know, the inspiration behind the book was my son, and just seeing the look on his face when my first copy just arrived, and he's been lapping up all the media as well. He was squealing last night when he saw himself on the NITV news, and he's been in the local newspaper with me, like, having photos, and, you know, he's loving it. And I think my wife May's probably most excited and proud. She's been lapping it up as well. Like, she's more excited than I am, like, ah, your book's here and stuff like that. And I'm just like, I've been looking at this thing for 2 years, you know. Like, it's, but yeah, it's been fantastic.
David Hardy there with Rico Adran.